All right, everyone, ready to dig into something that's always on everyone's mind.
Always.
Compensation, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're killing it in tech already or dreaming of landing that dream job.
Right.
Or even if you're just, you know, curious about what everyone else is making, we've all been there.
Of course.
This deep dive is for you.
Absolutely.
We're going to be cracking open this huge survey.
Yeah.
Over 5,000 tech professionals, all about what really matters to them.
Right.
When it comes to pay in 2024.
And I think some of this stuff might surprise you.
I think it will too. We're talking like separating fact from fiction.
Yeah.
Myth from reality.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, the tech world.
Yeah.
It loves to talk about those crazy equity, you know, windfalls.
Yeah. Huge.
Life-changing. But is that the whole story?
I don't think so.
Spoiler alert, probably not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
This deep dive, it's about you.
Absolutely.
Giving you the tools, giving you the knowledge you need to really navigate your own career. So buckle up, grab your metaphorical hard hat, and let's dig into this compensation conversation.
I'm excited to unpack this. I think what we see in this data, it really challenges, I think, a lot of the assumptions, the traditional assumptions about what tech workers value.
Okay, so let's get right to it. Biggest surprise in this whole survey.
Yeah, hit me.
A whopping 75%, that's 3/4.
Wow.
Of the people they said their top priority when they're negotiating for jobs, it wasn't equity, it wasn't stock options.
Interesting.
It was cold hard cash.
Yep.
Salary's king, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why does this even matter? Like, why should people care about that? It really changes the game.
Right.
It's not just about equity.
Yeah.
It's a potential power shift.
For sure.
More emphasis on being secure right now financially.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is super important to know whether you're, you know, thinking about getting a new job, negotiating your offer.
Right.
Or if you're already at a company, just even thinking about, like, am I getting paid what I'm worth?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. For years, like, tech and equity, they've been almost synonymous, this promise of, you know, you could be rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the line.
On the day.
But this data, it kind of suggests maybe that's not the most important thing anymore.
Yeah. It's like that, the excitement, the allure has maybe faded a little bit.
Yeah.
But why? What's making people crave this kind of stability more than that big payout later?
Well, I think you got to look at what's going on in the world right now, right? I mean, people want some predictability.
For sure.
We just came out of a pandemic.
Crazy time.
Inflation, recession talks.
Yeah.
It's natural to want to know your bills are paid, you can support your family, and that doesn't depend on what might happen with equity.
Totally. And people said that in the survey.
Oh, yeah.
One engineer, quote, equity doesn't pay rent.
That's real.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Another person, an executive actually said, base salary, that's what they use for living.
Yeah.
Everything else was like up in the air. So cash is king.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But it's not just, you know, what's happening right now in the economy.
Right.
It's also how equity has actually worked out for people.
Right.
You know, in the past.
Yeah, you hear the story.
We've all heard the stories. Maybe you've even been there.
Oh, absolutely.
Startups, they go belly up before anyone can cash in.
Yep.
Or companies go public, but the stock doesn't do anything.
Right.
Vesting schedules that feel like they last forever.
Yeah, it's like, why am I even doing this?
It's enough to make anyone skeptical.
Absolutely. And you see that skepticism even in just the way people talked about equity in the survey. They're calling it monopoly money, lottery ticket. Some people even said it was a scam.
Ouch.
Yeah. And some people even said, hey, a higher salary to begin with, I can invest that myself and probably do better.
Yeah. That's a pretty clear message.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, the shiny newness of equity has worn off a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
People want that guaranteed compensation.
It makes sense.
They want to see it.
Absolutely.
They want to be able to use it.
And I think that's something that employers really need to be aware of, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the survey doesn't say if this is, like, brand new or if this is, you know, something that's coming back around.
Right.
But either way, it's a conversation. It's something to talk about.
Totally. But hold on. Before we all assume that equity is dead.
Right.
It's done.
Yeah.
Not everyone's ditching it. The survey also found that certain people, they're actually more likely to pick equity over salary.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's not the same for everyone.
Right, right. So who are we talking about here? Who's still, like, all about that equity life?
Yeah, so men, for example, they were actually way more likely to choose equity over salary in their compensation.
Huh. Interesting. Do we know why? Like, what's the reasoning there?
You know, they didn't really dig into the why in the survey, but it's definitely something to think about. Maybe it's because, I don't know, risk tolerance is different. Or maybe it's societal expectations. Maybe it's something completely different. We don't know.
Yeah, it could even be unconscious bias, right? Like we don't even realize it's happening.
Exactly. It
Interesting.
shows that even in the tech world, people think about compensation differently.
Oh,
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
for sure.
And it's not just men and women. Seniority plays a big role too.
Okay.
The higher up you are in a company,
Right.
the more likely you are to really want that equity.
Yeah, that makes sense. The higher ups, they're thinking long term.
Exactly. They're more invested in the company. They want to see it grow.
Plus, they've probably seen how equity works.
They've been around the block.
Right, exactly. So maybe they're not as skeptical.
Right. They're like, okay, I get it now. I've seen it. I know how this works.
Makes sense.
And experience, that plays a part too.
Oh, yeah.
More time in the industry,
Right.
you're more likely to want that equity.
So it's almost like the more you've seen, the more you see the value in it, potentially.
Yeah, you've seen the good and the bad.
Right, exactly.
Now, we also saw some really interesting differences depending on where people were located.
Oh, location, location, location. Okay, interesting. Like what?
So people in the U.S., for example, they wanted equity more than people outside the U.S.
Huh. That is interesting. Any idea why? Is there something different about the US market?
You know, the survey didn't say why,
Okay.
but it makes you wonder. Maybe it's because of the startup culture here.
Could be.
Or maybe it's the taxes, the way they're set up.
Yeah, that could be it.
Or even just how we think about risk and reward.
That's a good point. It's different everywhere you go.
It really is. So even within tech, what you want in your compensation,
Right.
it's not just one thing for everybody. It
Yeah.
depends on where you are, how big your company is, what you've been through. It's really interesting.
It's super fascinating. And you know what? While salary and equity, they were like the stars of the show, this survey actually went deeper than
It
that.
did.
It showed that there's a lot more to a good comp package
Sure.
than just those two things. And for everyone listening,
Yeah.
knowing this, it could be huge for you
Oh, absolutely.
in finding a job, finding a company that really, really values you.
Exactly.
It's not just about the big
It's not just
numbers.
about how much money I can get.
Right. There's more to it. It's about looking at the whole picture. Like, well, what other financial goodies are they offering? Maybe a sign-on bonus?
Oh, yeah. Sweeten the deal.
Exactly. Or performance bonuses, so you're rewarded for your hard work.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about retirement plans. I mean, those are crucial. They might not be as exciting as equity, but they make a huge difference for your future.
Right. Got to think long term. But it's not all about the money, though, is it?
You know what? You're absolutely right. The survey, it found something else really important and something that often gets overlooked.
What's that?
Those non-financial benefits, the perks.
Okay, yeah.
Like, can you work from home? Flexible hours. What about opportunities to learn new skills, professional development,
Yeah.
even things like how much vacation time do you get? Is there a good work-life
Yeah.
balance? These things, you can't put a price tag on them,
Right.
but they matter, especially now when everyone's competing for the best talent.
It's true. It's about finding the right mix. What works for you, your life, your priorities. And there was this quote from an executive in Australia. They said that early in their career, they picked workplace growth and mentorship over getting paid more.
Wow.
And it really paid off.
See, that's huge. It shows that these decisions, they're not just about right now, it's about your whole
It's
career.
a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
So, for everyone listening, everyone trying to figure out this whole compensation thing,
Yeah.
especially in tech, here's the question, right? If everyone's really focused on salary now, should you be too?
Yeah, that's a good question. Or is that, are you missing out if you just focus on that number and that's it? Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? And it's like most things, I don't think there's a right answer for everybody.
Right.
It depends, what are you comfortable with? What are you trying to do? What are your
What's
goals?
your risk tolerance like?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. But here's something to think about. That starting salary, the number you agree on
Yeah.
at the beginning,
Right.
it can actually impact how much money you make later on down the road.
Absolutely. It can set you up for, bigger bonuses.
Right.
Think about it. Your bonuses later on, they're often calculated as a percentage of your salary.
Oh, interesting.
So if you start higher, those bonuses are going to be bigger too.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, exactly.
A good starting salary can really help boost your earnings as you progress in your career.
Right. And it's not just bonuses either. We're talking raises, maybe even stock options.
Right.
They can all be influenced by that initial number you negotiate.
It sets the bar.
Yeah, it sets a precedent.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. In fact, one of the survey respondents, an engineering manager, I think.
Oh, okay.
They said that their bonuses were directly tied to their salary.
Wow.
So a higher base salary for them meant way bigger bonuses.
It's huge. See, that's the power of negotiating a strong starting point.
Exactly.
And that.
And then let's not forget about when you go for your next job.
Right.
That salary you had before, it's going to come up.
Oh, yeah. It's the elephant in the room.
Right.
You can't ignore it.
When you're interviewing, they're going to ask you about your salary expectations.
Of course they want to know what you're used to making.
Right. And they've usually got a range in mind.
Yeah, they have a budget.
So if you're coming in with a strong salary history, it gives you leverage.
Absolutely. It's like you're starting the negotiation from a position of strength.
For sure. It's like building a strong foundation brick by brick.
I like that.
And then once you have that, you can explore equity.
Yeah, exactly. You've got your safety net. Then you can take some risks.
Exactly. Okay, so let's flip the script for a second. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of the people who are actually building the teams.
Okay.
The founders, the hiring managers.
The decision makers.
The ones who decide, you know, the compensation packages.
Yeah, right.
What's the big takeaway for them? If the best people out there, if they all want that upfront financial security now,
right?
How do you compete? How do you attract the best talent while still making equity a thing? You know, using that to your advantage.
We've got to strike a balance, right?
Right.
Got to find that sweet spot.
You can't ignore the fact that salary matters.
No.
It matters a lot to people, especially now.
Especially now with everything so uncertain.
Exactly.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want to just get rid of equity altogether.
Right.
Especially in tech.
Right.
That dream of building something big, being part of something huge, that's a huge motivator.
For sure. People want to feel like they're owning a piece of something.
Exactly.
They want those big wins.
Right. So it's about making that equity appealing.
Yeah.
It can't just be some vague promise. It has to feel real.
Right. Maybe offer bigger chunks of equity up front.
Oh, okay.
Be really transparent about the company's value.
Yeah.
Show them how it's going to grow.
Right.
Or even explore different equity models.
Well, interesting.
Give employees more flexibility. Maybe let them access some of that value sooner.
So make it more tangible.
Exactly.
Don't just say, oh, someday you'll be rich.
Right. Right. It's about painting a clear picture.
Yes.
Show them how their hard work directly contributes to the company's success.
Yeah.
How that success will benefit them financially.
It's about telling a story.
It is. It's about crafting a narrative that people can get behind.
Yes.
Why should they believe in your company? What makes you special? What are you doing that's different?
Mm-hmm.
Why should they want to be a part of your journey?
Because at the end of the day, people want to do something meaningful.
Right.
Something they care about.
Absolutely.
They want to feel like they're contributing to something bigger than themselves.
And they want to feel valued for that.
Yes.
Both now and in the future.
Sure.
Companies need to recognize that people have lives outside of work.
Yeah.
They have families, dreams, responsibilities.
It's not just about the job.
Exactly. And their compensation package needs to reflect that.
That's such a good point.
It's not just about the paycheck.
Yeah.
It's about the whole thing. Salary, equity, benefits, the company culture, the opportunities for growth.
It's everything.
It's about finding that perfect mix that makes people excited to come to work every day.
Yeah.
It's about creating a win-win.
For sure.
Where both the employee and the employer feel good about the arrangement.
Like they're both invested in each other.
Exactly. So where does that leave us? What have we learned from this deep dive into the world of compensation in tech?
Well, it's like we're seeing this really interesting shift, you know, how tech people think about getting paid. It's changing.
Yeah.
Equity used to be everything, right?
Right.
Almost like it didn't matter what the salary was as long as you had equity. But now it feels like we're moving to a more balanced place. Right. Like people are realizing, hey, I need to be able to pay my bills too.
Exactly. And employers are starting to realize that they can't just dangle equity and call it a day.
Yeah, they got to bring their A game to the table.
They've got to offer competitive salaries, good benefits, and those little perks that actually make a difference in people's lives.
Totally. And for everyone listening, everyone out there looking for a job, this is your time, you know?
This is it. Know what you're worth. Don't be afraid to ask for it.
Don't undervalue yourself.
Exactly. Whether it's a higher base salary, better equity, or even those benefits that aren't about the money but really matter to you, ask for it.
Absolutely. It's all about having those conversations, being upfront about what's important to you.
Communication is key, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be able to say, this is what I need, and be open to figuring out how to make it work.
Right. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, compensation, it's not just about a number on a paycheck.
It's about your life, your goals. what you want to achieve.
Your values, too. Finding a company that aligns with what you care about, that's huge.
It's about finding a place where you feel valued, not just for what you do, but for who you are.
So as you navigate this crazy world of tech compensation, just remember, do your homework, know what you want, and don't be afraid to go after it.
Because knowledge is power, my friend. The more you know, the better decisions you can make.
And on that note, we're going to leave you with something to think about. In tech, things change so fast.
Constantly evolving.
How do we make sure that how we pay people, it's fair, it's adaptable, it keeps up with everything that's going on? It's a big question.
It's a big one.
And one we'll definitely be talking more about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into compensation. Until next time.